Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Fan Morning Show. I am neither Doran Dickerson or Adam Crowley. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for those guys on Thanksgiving 2025. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to yours. If you're getting ready for a family event at your humble abode, whether that's prepping the turkey, prepping anything else for the dinner, and you find some relief in your stressful morning with us, we appreciate you for finding us. If you're on your way to a family member's house later on today, be safe. Travel safely. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A big matchup for the Panthers of Pittsburgh this weekend. It starts a big football weekend in Pittsburgh. Starts on Saturday with Pitt and Miami. The preamble for a big Pitt week was last night. A sold-out crowd inside the Peterson Event Center domed a GSC. The number 4 Pitt volleyball program sweep the number 7 ranked Louisville Cardinals last night, and in the most Pitt volleyball way imaginable, a just dominating kill from Olivia Babcock to clinch the match. Very fitting. She's incredibly good. And the thing that I think is so remarkable about this run for Dan Fisher and Pitt volleyball, Louisville's really good too. Louisville has not won a volleyball match in Pittsburgh since 2021. They are fantastic. And I think a lot of people, myself included, thought with Torrey Stafford, who was the, you know, Evgeny Malkin to Olivia Babcock, Sidney Crosby, to compare it. She transfers. She now plays for Texas. I think a lot of people thought that Pitt would not be a national contender again with Stafford transferring, but they're there. And they added in correct spots, setter, libero, things of that nature, and they're going to make a push to make, I believe it would be a fourth or fifth consecutive volleyball Final Four. Pete was sold out last night. Big Ben was there with his family. Big Ben, in addition to becoming a podcast success post-football career, has just become the number one Pitt volleyball superfan. They're really, really good. And I don't think it's outlandish to say that if you were, when her career is all said and done at Pitt, if you were to make a list of maybe like the top 10 most dominant athletes in the history of the University of Pittsburgh, Olivia Babcock is on it. And that includes a list with NFL Hall of Famers like Dan Marino, Tony Dorsett, Mike Ditka, incredible offensive linemen, Mark May, Jimbo Covert, Bill Frelick, basketball talents of Charles Smith and Jerome Lane, DeJuan Blair. She's on there and is probably the best player in the country and has been for the last season and change. So shout out to the Pitt volleyball team, ranked 4th in the nation. They sweep Louisville at home last night as the ACC regular season comes to a close and postseason play begins soon for Dan Fisher and company. Hopefully that momentum can continue to Saturday. It needs to. The Pitt Panthers host Miami in a ranked matchup yet again. Pitt goes on the road, starts to blow out Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets start to inch their way back into things, but a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown started to swing the momentum back in favor of the Panthers, and they hold on to win 42-28. Dominating fashion, a ranked win on the road, a win that Pitt needed. Bouncing back after a disappointing loss at home to Notre Dame. A lot of momentum riding into that Notre Dame game, right? Mason Heinchel, the true freshman quarterback, hadn't lost as a starter to that point in the season. And the first, like, legitimate, you know, if Pitt, oh, you want to be a college football playoff contender, the first real competition Pitt had seen in that stretch of trying to be a CFP contender, Notre Dame has their way. And I'm not trying to make excuses for Pitt and Mason Heinchel when I say this. If anybody was going to write the book on a true freshman at quarterback that had been riding the momentum wave, if anybody was going to bring that kid down to earth, it's, for my money, the best defensive head coach and maybe one of the best head coaches, period, in college football in Marcus Freeman. That happened. Pitt really didn't stand a chance against the Fighting Irish a couple of weeks ago, but they bounced back in a big way against Georgia Tech. Do I think Georgia Tech was as good as their record and ranking reflected? No. But it was a win that Pitt needed to have in the way that they had it. The momentum is sort of back on the Panthers' side. And now it's, you know, as far as the ACC championship is concerned, and they very much advertise the fact that the goal year in and year out is achieving the ACC championship, making the ACC championship, winning it. If that's the ultimate goal, then your season's on the line Saturday. Yeah, a lot still needs to happen. Like, SMU and Virginia can both win, and if that happens, even if Pitt wins against Miami, like, they're not going to the ACC championship game. But you still have to do your part and win. The last time these two teams played was in 2022. Pitt won in dominating fashion. They won in dominating fashion over the Hurricanes 42-16. But that Miami team that year in Mario Cristobal's first season was 5-7. The unfortunate piece of news for Pitt is that there have been some real stinkers against Miami, especially since Pitt has joined the ACC. The Hurricanes lead the all-time series 29-12. The only wins that Pitt has had since it joined the ACC, 35-23 in 2014. They won 24-14 in that Pitt-Kenny Pickett game in 2017 and then in 2022. But since Pitt joined the ACC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they are 3-7 against the Miami Hurricanes. Not great. Not great by a long shot. And to add to it, this Miami defense is really, really good. Tops in the ACC, near the tops in the country. They average 282 yards allowed per game. That's the best in the ACC by a lot. Louisville's defense in that category is second in the conference, and they allow 315 yards a game. Points per game, they are also first, and I think also by a sizable margin, 14.5 points a game for the Hurricanes. Wake Forest defense is second in the league at 19 points a game, SMU 19.1. So Mason Heinchel will see a very elite college football defense yet again. And perhaps, if you go by the statistics, better than the Notre Dame defense that he struggled against at home a couple of weeks ago. So this task is tall, but it is doable. And I'll tell you why it's doable. Heading into this season, Mario Cristobal at Miami was 1-6 against ranked opponents. 1-6 against ranked opponents at Miami since 2022, and his career record against ranked opponents better when he was at Oregon, but not by much. Number two, it's going to be cold on Saturday. It's going to be not friendly to those that are used to playing in the sunshine and humidity in Miami. High of 34, low of 23 on Saturday. And with a noon kickoff, that's going to be, I think, closer to 23 degrees than it will be to 34. And again, that record of 1-6 for Mario Cristobal against ranked opponents heading into this season has since been aided by three ranked wins this season already. Most recently against Florida State on the road, then South Florida, and then Notre Dame. They beat Notre Dame by three at the beginning of the season in a fantastic football game. They clobbered South Florida. They were ranked 18th at the time, 49-12, but that game was at home against a G5 school or G6, whatever it is these days, that just happened to be ranked. And then the most recent ranked win was when Florida State was still technically in the top 25, and that was a one-possession game. So three ranked wins, one of them a blowout at home against a G6 school. The other two, one-possession ball games, and one of those one-possession ball games was against a team that's not very good anymore. Since that ranked win against Florida State, Miami has lost by three to Louisville and an overtime to SMU. This Miami team is beatable. If Pitt can get after Carson Beck, they will win this game. You know, one of the things that really bothered me as a fan about the Notre Dame game was that the Notre Dame players were throwing up the shark symbol in mocking of Kyle Lewis, Braylon Lovelace, Rasheem Biles. With the exception of Rasheem Biles' interception return for a touchdown in that game, they didn't really do a whole lot. And that's a large reason why Notre Dame's offense was able to do what they did against Pitt's defense. Mark Fletcher's a good running back, but he's not as good as Jeremiah Love. And this Pitt run defense is still pretty darn good. I have more confidence against Mark Fletcher for Pitt's run defense than I did against Jeremiah Love and that Notre Dame rushing attack going in. Carson Beck has thrown 9 interceptions this season, but he's only been sacked 7 times. This Miami offensive line is very good. My grandpa, the voice of the team in the last segment, talked about how of the 14 guys, or however many there are on their 3-deep depth chart, like over half of them are over 300 pounds. In addition to having one of the best defenses in the country, Miami's got one of the best O-lines. So getting after Carson Beck is going to be crucial. Turning over Carson Beck is going to be crucial, more likely than getting after him, because Beck does have 9 interceptions this season. But if Pitt's defense can do that, if they can force an interception or two out of Carson Beck, and if they can get after him, like a linebacking core that's as highly touted as Pitt's is, should against a very good offensive line, the Panthers will win this game. But those are two very big ifs. Can they get after Carson Beck, and can they turn him over? If they do that, I think Pitt wins the game. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the morning show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, another stellar idea from the man who goes to Syracuse, the second best Syracuse student/alum that works at the station. No offense, Dom. I think you'll agree with that. Dom came up with this one. It's rivalry weekend in college football. Unfortunately for the Panthers, the one rivalry that they have named, the Backyard Brawl, is no longer played on this weekend. But there are a ton of rivalries that have names. Dom's going to quiz me on them. And because he brought that up, I could have cheated and looked them all up and studied. I did not. This will be off the cuff. a college football rivalry quiz, name quiz, coming up after the break. And, of course, your phone calls always and forever at any time during the show at 412-928-9370. Is this finally the year the Steelers go 8-9? I think there's a legitimate chance of it because of the schedule at the back half of the season and with Mason Rudolph in for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's fair to raise that question. What do you think at 412-928-9370? Fan Morning Show rolls along next. I'm Jack Hillgrove.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.